Okay, last time we were discussing the brachos on lightning and thunder. Incredibly enough, we also discussed that day the bracha on an earthquake, and then we had an earthquake, which when my students wanted, and the base medrash who were seniors wanted to make a bracha, I convinced them it was not an earthquake, and I was obviously wrong. No, I'm just kidding. They didn't think about the bracha yet. No, I did convince them it wasn't an earthquake. But there is a bracha we talked about on the earthquake, but hopefully that will not happen again. But if it does, you get the bracha. Obviously, there's no bracha on an eclipse. Okay. So there is a few different reasons. Yeah. So what about lightning and thunder? So lightning and thunder, which is a more common occurrence for us, the Rambam wrote that for each of these brachas, you would make shekochog rasoma le'olam. And if you want to, you can make osem maaseh breishis. This is for all the things listed there. It was the heavy winds, which we'll talk about later. It was the earthquakes, the lightning, the thunder. For all those, you can make shekochog. You're supposed to make shekochog rasoma le'olam. And if you want to, you can make osem maaseh breishis. Shulchan Aruch, based on the Torah, says the opposite. All the brachos are osem maaseh breishis, and if you want to, you can say shekochog rasoma le'olam. What's the minhag? So the minhag became, this is a minhag for both Ashkenaz and Sfard, the minhag became that for lightning, we make osem maaseh breishis, and for thunder, we make shekochog rasoma le'olam. Because thunder sounds like more of the power, sounds like God's power, so we mention God's power. In lightning, we say the basic bracha of osem maaseh breishis, the great creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So that is the reason why we do it. Obviously, if you said either bracha for either one, they work. Sometimes, though, you're only going to say one bracha, which we'll get back to in a minute. Eva.
You make a bracha on an eclipse.
No bracha on the eclipse for numerous reasons, but no bracha on the eclipse. Yeah. One of them is that the eclipse was A, maybe considered to be the sign of a klala, not a positive thing, more of a curse, not a positive thing.
Why?
That's what they thought. It might be, obviously, we can't, really look at it. So there are different reasons. Lana.
For using that logic that the thunder is oh so very scary and big,
Right.
then but you should use the same logic to the extent of what it does, because thunder also does make a loud noise and scary, but lightning
Right.
actually kill you.
True. But most people don't sit there and freak out for the lightning bolt. They freak out for, unless it's right near them, they freak out for the sound of the thunder when it's really loud. That's what people get scared of. So my sister's dog at the earthquake went between shelves of a bookcase and hid there because of the loud sound, because of the rumble and the sound or whatever it is. In New Jersey, it was a little more there. So they sent me a picture of the dog hiding between. It's a little scarier, and therefore people tend to hide more for thunder than for that. Michal.
No, like we learned it this year.
Connected to a bracha. What do you mean?
No, like when you're like, oh, that thing's connected to something else. Like you say everyone says it, like everyone says that everything's like that, but it's not. It's like a common phrase.
Well, remind me later. Remind me later. I'll try to find
it.
Okay, girls. So back to the halacha. Here we go. So listen carefully. There is all the poskim talk about that if the thunder and lightning, if the lightning, sometimes we know the thunder is a little farther away from the lightning, or it's closer to the lightning in terms of time. Okay. So if they're right one after the other, you can say one, you're supposed to say one bracha according to everybody for both of them. Whichever bracha you want, technically, but since the Shulchan Aruch says, Oseh Maaseh Breishis, is what most people would say for both brachas. And if you know, you can, that's basically if they're right next to each other. If they're a little farther away, there's a lot more seconds in between. So it's kind of a debate amongst the poskim whether you should say one bracha or two, but Mishnah Berurah writes that you should say, then you could say two brachos. First one on the lightning, and then one on the thunder. So because of the fact they're not connected, they're not Tolkadei Dibor, so therefore you might make two brachos. So, but there is a little bit of a debate. Some people would still make one bracha, but in general, we say it's Tolkadei Dibor. There is an interesting halacha brought down in the Shulchan Aruch from earlier sources, but the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. It talks about somebody's going to the bathroom. They're about to go to the bathroom, or they're going to the bathroom, and they hear thunder or lightning. If they can get out of the bathroom, Tolkadei Dibor, which as we know is like 3 to 4 seconds, 3 to 4 words, right? Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Lori. We generally follow 3 words. If you can get out of the bathroom and say the bracha, then fine. So all the poskim are confused. How do you get out of the bathroom in 3 seconds? How is this even a practical case? So the Taz says that this kind of proves that Tolkadei Dibor was only a thing in terms of the bathroom. In general, you don't need Tolkadei Dibor. You can hear lightning. Sorry, hear lightning. You can see lightning. And then 30 seconds later, make the bracha on it. Everybody else believes that there is a concept of Tolkadei Dibor, and they explain that the case of Tolkadei Dibor here is the fact that maybe somebody, there was a halacha that if you go into the bathroom, even if you didn't do anything, when you come out, you have to wash your hands. Now, today, there's a little bit of a debate. Our bathrooms are a little bit different. There's a whole question. The reason might have been because of Ruach Ra. There's a question whether Ruach Ra exists anymore. Mordechai says it does not. So therefore, people don't necessarily, but let's say somebody would normally wash their hands when they come out of the bathroom. So they would, here they would not have to wash their hands just for going into the bathroom. They come out, they can say this. Vadi Yosef brought up in a tshuva that if somebody's lying in bed and they were asleep, and then they wake up and they hear lightning in the middle. Here, I keep doing that. They hear thunder in the middle of the night. They see lightning. Yeah. So they hear lightning. They hear thunder. They see lightning. So you're not going to have enough time to wash your hands. So I said that you basically can wipe your hands in your blanket, in your sheet, and then you can make the bracha just in this instance, just because of that reason. Not everybody agrees 100%, but that's considered to be what a lot of posts can say, that you can basically just wipe your hands within this sheet, and that would might be good enough. Gabby?
What if you thought you saw lightning, but you're not entirely sure?
So I'm going to get that in a second. Excellent. Okay, yeah. Annabelle?
If you're going to say, like, just that part, and you said on lightning first, you know sometimes, like, you're waiting for the thunder, and then just you don't hear it, and then lightning strikes again, and then there's thunder? Should you say that, like, a second round of thunder, if it's not the same?
The lightning, you mean? On the second lightning?
Let's say you say bracha on lightning, and then it's been like 5 seconds, and there's no...
You had in mind the thunder? You didn't have in mind the thunder.
I didn't. Because you knew the thunder.
So you'll make a bracha on the thunder later. You can't make a bracha on the lightning again. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
If you know that the thunder and the sound of lightning, why do you make it?
Because they're not in close proximity. As we said, we have this Tolkadei Dibor rule that we want it to be within 3 seconds of each other. And many times thunder is more than 3 seconds. So therefore, there were people who said you could still make the bracha because you know it's coming and they're kind of connected to each other. So you can make one bracha, but other people would rather have you make two brachas, or you're allowed to make two brachas because they're not connected. Okay, yeah, Michal.
Do you make a bracha on lightning or thunder if you hear or see it for the midnight? Like, you think you heard it?
So if you did... then that's not a real bracha. I mean, it was a mistake. It was a bracha levatala, but it was a mistake. That means that if it comes again, then you can make a new bracha. You could only make a bracha on thunder and lightning, thunder and lightning once in a storm. So if you have one rain, you can only make thunder and lightning a bracha once on it, okay? As opposed to some other halachas, just like by the fruit tree, if you saw lightning and you forgot to make the bracha, you can see lightning again, and make a bracha, which you cannot do by certain other things we'll get to later, by certain berachos haShavach. But if you missed it, you could do it again, meaning if you missed it, but you cannot make it twice. What does that mean, twice? So, first of all, the poskim talk about that if you went to sleep, You wake up in the morning, even if it's the same storm, same rain, you can make a new bracha. They compare it to Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah, according to most postgame, if you go to sleep at night, according to every all postgame, sorry, if you go to sleep at night, wake up in the morning, you would make a new Berachas HaTorah, even though you had one during the day. So a similar concept that you went to sleep, so it requires a new bracha. The second case is, when is it considered to be the same storm? So the Shulchan Aruch says, again, based upon earlier sources, but the Shulchan Aruch says, as long as the clouds disperse from the original storm, you can make a new bracha. If the clouds are still there, even if it's not raining, and it starts to rain again, the lightning and thunder stopped, and it starts again, you cannot make a new bracha on lightning and thunder. As long as those clouds are still there, I don't care if it starts raining again, and you didn't go to sleep for the night, during the day doesn't matter. You didn't go to sleep for the night. You are in the same day. It stopped raining completely. No thunder, no lightning, but those same clouds are up in the sky, and then it starts raining again, lightning and thunder. No new bracha is allowed. But nispazuran on him, if the clouds move away from each other, the clouds are gone, basically. The rain clouds are basically gone. Sky looks like normal clouds, you know, normal sky when it's sunny. And then clouds come back. On the same day, you can make a new bracha on the thunder and the lightning. So it has to be that it can't be called the same storm. That's completely based upon the clouds. Okay? Are the clouds still there from the original storm or not? That's how you know when you can make a new bracha or not. Yeah.
Do you have to like make it the first time you see or hear lightning?
You should make it the first time you see. Again, if you did not see it, then you make it the second time.
But like sometimes I'm not sure if it's actually lightning that I saw, so I'll wait until I
Right. see it again. So you should try to be sure. Other people ask this. You should try to be sure that it's lightning before you make the bracha. Sometimes, or thunder. Sometimes
so
you think it's something else.
Right.
So you wait for a second time to make sure that that's what it is, to make sure that it's there. The poskim talk about it's a tshuva of Tzitz Eliezer, it's a tshuva of other people, tshuvas of other people mention that, let's say I don't really see the lightning, I just see this light shining through my windows. I see a flash. I don't really see the lightning. So what's the halacha there? So there was an opinion that thought that you should not be able to say the bracha until you actually see the lightning, not just the flash that comes from the lightning. But he quotes many opinions that say, and many opinions that agree to this, most opinions, that there's an interesting distinction brought down. As the Rambam mentions, it talks about when you see mountains, you see certain things. But then he talks about there's a bracha on lightning. It doesn't say when you see or when you hear thunder. So, sorry, is when you hear thunder. It's not when you see the lightning. It's not brought down as in the text. So therefore, people try to prove from that and other reasons that you don't have to see the actual lightning. So if you're sitting in your living room, you just see a flash at the corner of your eye from the lightning, that you can make a bracha, that's good enough. You don't have to actually see the actual lightning. And as we know, we generally don't see the actual lightning. Most of us have barely ever seen a bolt. We see the flashes anyway most of the time. So that's really when you can make a bracha over there. Sarah.
I haven't
asked
this before, but if you see lightning, does that mean that you don't hear thunder and you make a bracha on lightning? And then you hear thunder later, can you make, like, two separated brachas?
Yeah, again, if you, many times we would make two separate brachas. If you didn't make one, you would make the other one later. We have the Rambam talks about, which is brought down again in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a strong wind, you would make osev ma'asev brachas. Actually, according to Rambam, that would be the opposite bracha. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it would be osev ma'asev brachas. Or Shokochog Vraso Malei Olam, from the great power that you have. So they talk about it differently. So the poskim mentioned that if there's a strong wind brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, really, really strong wind. It would be Shekocho Graso Male Olam. If it's a slightly strong wind, it's Oseh Maaseh Breishis. So if you have like hurricane conditions where the winds are blowing really well, you would say Shekocho Graso Male Olam. If you have a very, very windy day, windy enough to uproot certain things or move things around and everything's falling, blocking streets or whatever, but it's not the level of a hurricane or that type of a wind, you would say Oseh Maaseh Breishis. These are brachas that are said on the strong winds that are there. The Rambam talked about when you see mountains and rivers, great seas, you would make certain brachas. Generally, the bracha is Oseh Maaseh Breishis. Shekocho Graso does not apply there because they're only in there certain places, but you would make Oseh Maaseh Breishis. There's a little bit of a debate about certain seas. We'll get back to that tomorrow, Wednesday. But if you are flying over the Atlantic going to Israel and you look down and you see the sea, you make an Oseh Maaseh Breishis. And you can do that while you're flying over the Atlantic, which is definitively a body of water that would require at least that bracha. We'll talk about that a little bit more next time. Okay, girls, we'll stop here. Okay.